बुधे वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 25 द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ किंग परंजना इट्स अ टेक्स्ट नंबर 3 Prachini Varsh Hisham Shata Karmasu Asakta Manasam Narada Adhyatma Tattva Gya Kripalu Pratyabodayat Prachini Varsham Shata Karmas, karmasvasaktamanasam, nardo dhyatma tatvagya, kripalu pratyabodayat, prachini varisham shata, karmasvasaktamanasam, nardo dhyatma tatvagya, Kripalu pratyabodayat.
Prachina varisham shata.
Prachina varisham shata.
Ladies. Nardo Jatma Tatvagya Kripalu Pratyabodayat Tini Parisham Shata Arma Sakta Vamanasam Nardo Jatma Tatvagya Kripalu Pratyabodayat Tini Bari Shamshata Armana Sakta Manasam Narada Dhyatma Tatvagya Kripalu Pratya Bodayat Prachini Bari Sham Unto King Prachini Bari Shat Shata Ovidura, Karmasu, in fruit of activities, Asakta, attached, Manasam, with the mentality, or with this mentality, Narada, the great sage Narada, Adhyatma, spiritualism, Tatvagya, one who knows the truth. Kripalu, being compassionate. Pratyabodayat, gave instructions. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. While the princes were undergoing severe austerities in the water, their father was performing different types of fruitive activities. At this time, the great Saint Narada, master and teacher of all spiritual life, became very compassionate upon the king and decided to instruct him about spiritual life. So what was going on here in this verse? What was happening? What were the... So everyone can repeat. While the princes were undergoing severe austerities in the water, their father was performing different types of fruitive activities. At this time, the great Saint Narada, master and teacher of all spiritual life, became very compassionate upon the king and decided to instruct him about spiritual life. So what's the word for compassionate? Kripalu, yes, kripalu. Purport is pointed out by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Kaivalya, or merging into the Brahman effulgence, is just like going to hell. He similarly states that elevation to the upper planetary systems, the enjoyment of heavenly life is just so much phantasmagoria. This means that a devotee does not give any importance to the ultimate goal of the karmis and gyanis. The ultimate goal of the karmis is promotion to the heavenly kingdom, and the ultimate goal of the gyanis is merging into the Brahman effulgence. Of course, the gyanis are superior to the karmis, as confirmed by Lord Chaitanya. Kotish karmishta madhye eka gyani shrestha. One gyani or impersonalist is better than many thousands of fruitive actors. Madhya Lila 19.147. Therefore, the devotee never enters upon the path of karma or elevation by fruitive activities. Narada Muni took compassion upon King Pratinibharishat when he saw the king engage in fruitive activity. In comparison to mundane workers, those who are trying to be elevated to the higher planetary systems by performing jagas are undoubtedly superior. In pure devotional service, however, both karma and gyan are considered bewildering features of the illusory energy. So the verse again. Prachinibari shat chatak karmasva sakta manasam nardo dhyatma tattva gya kripalu pratyabodayat. When the princes were undergoing severe austerities in the water, their father was performing different types of fruitive activities. At this time, the great saint Narada, master and teacher of all spiritual life, became very compassionate upon the king, decided to instruct him about spiritual life. Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Viranta Swami Tiramane Namaste Sarasatunde Ve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskya Dhyade Siddharane. As we heard yesterday, the verse, Nanyam deho deha bhajam riloke, kastan karman aharte vidvudyamye, tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam, shudyat tasma brahma sokyam turandam. The Maharaj Rishabhdev was advising his sons to perform austerity. Not like the hogs and dogs are engaged in sense gratification. Because by tapo divyam, Putra, by such divine austerity, shudyat tasma brahma sokyam tvanantam, that one can experience actual happiness. That the goal, everyone has the same goals, practically speaking, whether it be karmis or gyanis or yogis or devotees, everyone has the same goal, namely to learn how to become as happy as possible for as long as possible. The difference is that the karmis, they believe it's possible to be happy in the material world. Krishna doesn't believe that. He says, dukhalyam ashasvatam. It is always temporary and is always full of misery. The gyanis believe they can be happy by getting out of the material world. But it is said, Yanyeya Ravindaksha, Vimuktamani Nastva Dhyasta Bhavara Vashuddha Buddhaya, that even though they may rise up to the Brahman platform and realize themselves as eternal souls, still they won't be happy. Because real happiness comes from relationship or love. The whole world sings about love, but no one's experiencing any factual love except for their senses and their egoistic conceptions of life. They love those things, but unfortunately there's not very much happiness in them. It's compared to a drop of water in a desert, that undoubtedly a drop of water is a drop of water, but in a desert it won't be very valuable. Similarly, we want an ocean of happiness, but here in the material world, we're trying to experience that ocean of happiness in a reciprocation with a dead material body and other dead material bodies. Mostly it's the griha ratanam, this idea that I can become happy by serving the impulses arising from the senses. But Krishna says, no, he says, Napari shat priyam prapya, no dvijat prapicha priyam, stira buddhira samudo, brahmavid brahmanistitaha. That a person who doesn't rejoice when he obtains something pleasant. Because after all, here in the mature world, something pleasant means another combination of something solid, something liquid, something gaseous, something warm, something simply different experiences of the same thing. Punak punas charvita charvanana. It is not that because now this temple room is warm, therefore everyone is happy just because it's warm. We don't need any prasadam, we don't need anything else, we don't need the holy name. We just need a warm temple room and everything's all right. Or because there's enough air to breathe, everyone's blissful. So the material energy means simply another combination of the same earth, water, fire, air, ether, packaged in different ways. Sometimes it's packaged in one way, and we say, oh, that's disgusting. And another way, it's packaged, and we want to take it home with us. In any case, it's the same thing, simply different covering, different package, but not much different. Nor is the experience that much different, except for the fact that we're hankering for some happiness here in a certain combination of the material energy, and after some time we realize we won't be happy with this combination, and we lament. Therefore, one has to become intelligent enough to understand that we are a spirit, and therefore our actual loving propensity should be directed towards spiritual energy, not towards the material energy. And that the source of all happiness, which is Krishna, if we give our focus, our attention, and give our love to Krishna, then we'll actually be able to experience the higher taste that we're searching for. That Krishna, when he comes, he displays his loving pastimes with his devotees, and they're full of bliss. They're full of consciousness, ever-expanding consciousness forever. And we can tap into that reservoir of happiness by concentrating our minds upon him. Of course, it is not simply we're breaking in by intense concentration into the spiritual realm of consciousness, because we'd be only the ones there who would be breaking in to the spiritual realm of consciousness. Krishna says, that's not how we get there. He says, bhakti mam abhijananti yavanyaschasmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyatva vishite taranantaram. It's through love to Krishna and his devotees, bhakti, that we arrive to the spiritual platform. So that's what has to be practiced. Unfortunately, due to our aspirations, either to enjoy the material world or to get out of the material world, we're making so many plans to become happy in that way. But one should make plans how to become happy by concentrating his mind upon Krishna in devotion through the process of devotional service. As the materialists are trying to make money and enjoy their senses, so the devotees are also active, but they're active in a different state of consciousness. They're active in the consciousness that there's nothing here at all to gain. There's no amount of money that will make me happy. There's no amount of deprivation in the material world for a pure devotee that will make him unhappy. Because he realizes he's not part of the material world. He's just a experiencer of the material world. He's simply a witness to the material activities. Therefore, he desires to fulfill Krishna's desires. And he finds out what Krishna's desires are through Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And when he assimilates those desires or those instructions, then he comes in contact with the Super Soul, who's inspiring him to assimilate that knowledge. And according to the decision of the Super Soul, when as much as he sees the sincerity of his devotee, then the Super Soul gives the intelligence by which Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra become clear, and one can understand the direct instruction of the Super Soul by hearing from Krishna's representatives. What is that direct instruction? Exactly how every activity can be utilized in Krishna's service. Exactly what Krishna wants us to do and how to do it. How to do it with devotion and with expertise, transcendental expertise, for Krishna's purpose. Krishna has a purpose. As the karmis, they have a purpose to get money. And as they get money, their purpose is to get more money. And ultimately, get more money, and gratify the senses as much as possible. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And when they can't eat, sleep, mate, and defend anymore, then simply they want everyone to appreciate how much money they have. They want to see that people have become envious of them because they have money. They're suffering like anything, but they want to feel some pride that I have something that no one else has, more money. And the Gyanis, they think that this is all a waste of time. Let's get out of here. But they don't know where to go. Therefore, they wind up in a dead end. And after getting to the dead end, staying there for a few years, trying to figure out how did I ever get there, they decide maybe they made a wrong turn. And they wind up back in the material world again. But the devotees, they know how to cultivate the knowledge by which they can understand how in all activities and whatever activity they're doing, they can do it in such a way for Krishna's pleasure that they become conscious of Krishna. And by becoming conscious of Krishna in the mood of devotion, they enter into, as Prahlad Maharaj says, naiva dvije paradratya vaitaranyastva virya gayana mahamita magna chitak. They merge into the ocean of transcendental bliss by becoming aware of Krishna, his name, his form, his quality, his pastimes, his associates, by actually feeling and experiencing Krishna and his transcendental associates and their loving exchanges. One merges into the ocean of transcendental happiness and one becomes completely satisfied. And therefore, everything else seems tuchavat, completely insignificant. Without merging into the ocean of transcendental pleasure, then, as Krishna says, Dharashya ye bahir artamanina, even the things that are most insignificant, they become very significant. In the absence of a tree, even a small bush looks very big. So in the absence of actually experiencing what it is like to become conscious of Krishna, these insignificant activities of the Gyanis, the Yogis, the Karmis, they seem very valuable. And people become so bewildered that even something completely insignificant enthralls them and captures their attention. Who won the football game? What's on television? As if that will make their day or their life or their existence forever. But if one can get a little drop, a little from that ocean of transcendental happiness by performing some service to Krishna in a way that when Krishna reveals himself, then one's life becomes successful. Therefore, it says here that Kaivalya Narakayate Tridasha Akashapur Pushpayate, that the impersonal Brahman, it seems very significant because we can't deride it, because we're doing so many different things to get out of the unhappiness that we feel by contact with the material energy. We're trying to avoid the sufferings also caused by this material body. One who becomes so expert that he gets out of material suffering, well, that can be appreciated. And the karmis, they're also trying to find some comfort in the material world, just like to a certain extent we are also. But for a devotee who's out of the material world, in the spiritual world, this liberation from material existence seems like it's hell without Krishna consciousness. And the going to the heavenly planet and enjoying there for a brief period of time, it seems just like a flower in the sky, an imagination, a quick dream, and then back to 9 to 5 downtown L.A. Tridasha Pura Akasha Pushpayate Dordanta Pendriya Kala Prokata Dhamstrayate. And control the senses so we don't get into trouble, especially the mind. Mind's telling us, do this, do that, and it's getting us into trouble. Because we know if I do this, I'm going to waste my time, or I'm going to get into trouble. But the mind's so persistent, no, no, do it, it's all right. You'll feel good, I'll stop bothering you. Just do it. Do it in a regulated way, and it'll be all right. So the mind, which is always bothering us and trying to waste our time, engage us in useless activities, the yogis can counteract by the discipline that's generated through the practice of yoga. They can aim towards the super soul. But when they find out the super soul in their heart, if they can do that, after many, many lifetimes, that's not the end. Usually they get deviated. And they think, now I found out the super soul, now I can ask him for whatever I want. And they wind up back and towards getting a nice house and a wife, whatever. By the mercy of the super soul, of course. Dortendriya kalasarpa prokata tamstrayate vidimahis us. Vidya. No. The first, before that is Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. In the whole world, for a devotee who's ecstatic in Krishna consciousness, it seems everything is perfect. Everyone's getting chastised by the illusory energy until they surrender to Krishna, and the devotees are dancing in bliss because they've gotten enough intelligence to surrender to Krishna. So he's very happy. Krishna's arranged everything perfectly. And he loves everyone equally, whether the ant or Lord Brahma or Indra. He sees they're all eternal servants of Krishna, meant for Krishna's happiness. Yakataksha vaibhavatam tam goram evastumaha. So, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by following this process given to us through our disciples' succession, as Prabhupada has revealed it to us, we follow it, then we'll become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva conscious and their followers. We'll become conscious of them and we'll feel intense separation from the loving pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan. And that way we'll enter into the spiritual world and we'll get the actual goal that everyone's looking for. We'll actually get real knowledge of how to become as happy as possible forever. So that's what everyone's looking for. Luckily, we're fortunate we found it by the grace of Sri Narada Muni and his sincere followers. So, we'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
We see that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a little boy was eating dirt and propounding Mayavad philosophy, his mother taught him that when different elements are used in a different way, they appreciate it differently. But to put down the sense gratification or to describe what the sense gratification is all about, we use the example just as you have, that, oh, it's just different packages of same elements. When it's packed certain way, you don't want to have anything to do with it, and it's, when it's packed a different way, then you want to take it home. So isn't that lacking discrimination?
No, we should discriminate, but we should know that we're not the body. Just like if you have a car, you know you're not your car, but you know that the car you're supposed to put in a certain type of oil, certain type of gasoline. But that doesn't mean that just by putting in the oil and gasoline, you think my life is complete. Now I don't have to eat. I don't have to do anything because the car is satisfied. On the other hand, not that because I am eating my sandwich, therefore I don't really have to put in any oil or gas into the car either. No, the car has its utility. It should be utilized in a certain way in Krishna's service. At the same time, we should feed the soul. The soul shouldn't go hungry. So while we're performing Krishna's service, we should at the same time become Krishna conscious. Both the soul and the car should be satisfied. We shouldn't spend our whole life just putting gas into the car and doing nothing else except for that. And then decorating the car and making the gas tank bigger. And we think, well, I'm making progress because my gas tank is bigger and I'm filling it up.
So I can take the nicely packaged elements home with me?
You can, but use them in Krishna service. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Gaur.